Troy Rink is our Denver 7 insider. Presented by ROX Rocks Heat and Air. No doubt bummed out that Motley Crue will not be coming to Coors Field this summer, along with Def Leppard. Poison. I was really looking forward to getting backstage to see Poison, since you're buddies with Bret Michaels.
And what happened? Poison's not coming?
They had to call the concert off again.
They did?
Yeah, Vince Neil can't sing, apparently. Apparently, he was doing a show the other day, and he like got about 15 songs in, and he just said, "Sorry, folks. Voice is gone."
He's fat?
And he is a little fat, too. He is out of shape.
Diabetes.
Yeah, you gotta work at it. I tell you, Bret Michaels is...
Oh, he looks great.
He's ripped.
Even Axl Rose is sitting back and going, "Oh, Vince, you really let yourself go."
Right.
All right.
That's too bad.
I know that Troy Rink is bummed out, right? You bummed out?
I know some folks are going to that. I don't know that I was actually going to go, but that stinks for folks that I know had tickets. So, dang it.
Well, they pushed it back to 2022.
Years to see it.
Yeah, they pushed it back to 2022. So there's still hope. There's still hope that this thing can get figured out. Do you still have hope for the Avalanche? Seems like a lot of people are jumping off the bandwagon. I think we need to remind people it is still 2-2. Or does it feel like it's not 2-2?
I mean, it would be different if they were going to play Game 5 in Vegas. I would be dismayed if I were an Avs fan. Coming back home, chance to get momentum, get things right. 2-2 is not the issue. It's the fact they've been outplayed, outshot, and their top line just cannot get opportunities. That's the issue. You know, you can't sit here and rely on Grubauer to take 2.5 shots to every one you give and win games. But because they're coming back home, you know, see if you can figure it out. It's just these last, since the second period of game two, it's been a bit of a mess.
You know, Troy, when Michael Malone essentially came out and called his team soft, they responded to that, right? They did a really good job responding. Since Jared Bednar really went off on the Avs, it does not seem that they had the same effect. Is there something to it? What do you know about the way he's handled his team and why his team hasn't seemed to be able to respond?
Well, it's a lot easier for the Nuggets to respond against Portland because they don't play defense. I mean, that's the reality of it. Portland is the definition of an NBA finesse team that does not play defense. So when you get challenged to play hard against Portland, it's really just an effort issue at that point. The Knights are a physical, rough, tough team. So when you call your guys out, we need more from the front, you know, front and top lines. That's true. But the Knights make that difficult. They're just really physical. They pinch gaps. They're trying to win every loose puck. They're just a different team. So you knew last night I wasn't surprised at all. He said, "Hey, the effort looked good. I thought we did a lot of good things," because you can't. He's watching the same games we are. Last night wasn't really about effort. It's just Vegas is a really difficult matchup. They're a boxer. Like when you get in the ring, you're like, "Dang, man, this guy, it's hard to hit him. It's hard to hit him." He's, you know, and that's the issue they're running into. So I don't think it's a Bednar issue. It's just in the regular season, the Avs won four. They went, 4-3-1 against Vegas? And it was a similar type games we saw. I mean, it was just, it's a difficult matchup. These teams should be meeting in the conference finals, not in the second round.
Visio, Troy Rank. All right, Troy, I think we've built the Lakers up to be such, you know, the boogeyman, that the idea that they're gone and the Nuggets are getting Phoenix instead almost feels like, a victory. That somehow the path now is easier. Do you look at it that way?
I mean, the Nuggets would have beaten the Lakers this year the way the Lakers are playing. I mean, they just were compromised when the injuries to Anthony Davis and then LeBron playing with his ankle issue. The Lakers can't score. I mean, they had two guys who can score because Schroeder just became a ghost. So this spring, as odd as it sounds, it would have been easier to go through this summer, go through the Lakers. The Suns are beatable because they haven't been here in like 11 years. This is new ground to them. Chris Paul is playing out of his mind. Devin Booker is their version of Lillard. And they've got Ayton, a guy who can guard Jokic. It's a tough matchup, but they are beatable. I mean, you've got to prevent Chris Paul from controlling the tempo and controlling the game and make other guys on that team make shots. Devin Booker, he courts that fine line of playing with emotion and being emotional. He'll get into it with guys, and if you can play defense on him and force him into difficult shots and force him to be physical, then I think you have a chance to win this series. But Phoenix is just the better team than the Lakers this entire year. And, I mean, if LeBron and AD were healthy, no, but they weren't healthy, essentially. So it's a good matchup. It's a very winnable matchup for the Nuggets, but you can't be dropping home games. You can't do that like what you did against Portland, because Phoenix right now is just a hotbed of fans, man. You don't want to have to try to go win games there.
Transitioning over to the Broncos, going to be out at OTAs today, supposed to start 11-on-11. What should we be looking for when it comes to 11-on-11 drills that they're supposed to run today?
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't make too much because of the fact it's June, but what do the quarterbacks look like in 11-on-11? It's much more of a realistic scenario. You know, I think Drew, a couple weeks ago, played pretty well, and Teddy was learning the offense, and then the last time we were out there a week ago, Teddy, or whatever it was, 6 days ago, Teddy looked better than Drew, clearly. So where are they at? I do think you can leave OTAs, and you've lived it, Mark, with an idea as a coaching staff if somebody's ahead. This idea doesn't matter. That's not true. You're always being graded. The eye in the sky doesn't lie in the NFL. You're constantly being graded. And I think it's important to know where these quarterbacks are when you leave in June. That it's not, oh, fresh start, now we are camp. No, this stuff matters. And so if a guy has these next six practices at quarterback, plays well, he could be slightly in the lead. Whether they announce that or not, I don't expect them to. But keep an eye on that. Where are we at right tackle? Again, I give the advantage to Massey, at least initially. So I want to see what that line looks like. Garrett Bolton, I don't think, will be there this week. He'll return next week as he deals with a family issue. But I want to see what Massey looks like. And I want to see Pat Surtain because he's going to play. Pat Surtain is going to play a lot, and he's going to play a lot early for this Broncos team this season.
All right, Troy, great stuff. Mark, we'll see you out there. You guys can compare reporting notes. Thank you.
Exactly.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Troy.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider. He is brought to us by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.